Hello, Mom, Chuck, Dave, Cat, Buzz, Nanny, and Puppy, and everybody else listening. Today is August 15th, and I'm back at St. George now for a little break. I had a pretty rough week last week. Well, actually, it wasn't that rough. It was just one night was real scary when we had a tiger prowling around our perimeter. And during the week, we got a little sniper fire, but that's about it. And the week started off, let's see, what day did we see out? August
4th.
August 4th, we CA'd out to our area of operation, and the first day we got a detainee. Turned out to be a VC, didn't he?
I don't know.
I think he was a VC. And we humped for another two more days before we went to that village.
Third day of the hump, we made a hot CA.
Yeah, third day of the hump, we made a hot CA. And we come into this village that the VC supposedly had held, and the Arvins had just cleared him out of it. Yeah, the Arvins got three guys wounded. And when we come in the village, we set up a night lager there and searched it, found some AK ammo. And that's about it. So the next day we burned it.
The next 3 days we were cordoned and searching for
it. Yeah, the next 3 days we were cordoned and searching villages. That's when, yeah, part of our element circles around the village and the rest of it goes in the center and checks all the hooches out. And all these villages, there weren't any men, just except for a few real old guys and little babies. But all the young men, evidently, are with the VC or else Arvins or Diddy Mao the area, one or the other. And then, see, it was on the fifth day we got sniper fire, right? Yeah. We got sniper fire a couple days we were there, but it didn't really amount to much. We called in gunships and stuff. They shot up the area pretty well. That was about it.
Humped our asses off. We built one bit to the other.
Yeah, we did a lot of humping.
You know what I thought was true? Crossing that river.
Oh, yeah. That's when,
Shannon can walk in and he didn't make the first step.
Did you see Red Leg? Man, that guy almost drowned. If it wasn't for Biera and, what's his name, he would have drowned. It was cool, man. He's walking across and he slipped on a rock and went right under, man. And he was gasping and, man, for breath and everything. Those guys pulled him out.
Shoot, I thought it wasn't too swift, and I just stepped off in there, and boom! He went all the way across the tip.
He was laughing at me, and he went...
What it was, I was walking. I have a rifle. I stepped on this one rock. I was just stocking my rifle for a thing for rocks.
Yeah.
I stepped on this one rock, and it was slipping. I fell backwards, and I felt my heel went back, and I felt another. I tried to step on it.
He went on that hop.
Fell down anyway. Rifle went to the bottom.
You're going to have to pull these up in here,
yeah. Right.
Get all that shit there.
Seeing now, the night, the day before we CA'd, that night we had, I heard a little bit of moving in the grass and didn't think much of it. So I went to wake up Howie Fagard, a guy from Vermont, and we come over Fagard and start shooting the bull, and a few minutes later we heard a guy scream. That was Danzig. Tiger grabbed him by the leg and hauled him out about 15 feet into this little hole and started to work on him. But then the tiger ran away. About an hour later, he got the LP, took his two fingers and thumb off.
Three dust-offs?
Yeah, we had three dust-offs in 4 hours. That's a medevac. We had one guy with a high temperature and two guys get chewed up by a tiger. That was that night. It was real scary, man. This tiger is wicked quiet. You couldn't even hear him coming.
Yeah,
must have been huge.
Me and Patty almost
got any what? Fire. Yeah, it's in my rock.
Me and Patty almost stepped. So we'll come out of the hooch. I just got up for guard and I thought, well, somebody's having a nightmare. So we went around her. So what the hell's going on? Back in the hooch, and we heard a growl, you know. And between me and my rifle, so I went back to the hooch. Patty went back to the hooch, Patty's 45. And then he came back, and it was gone. He must have come in by you and went out by us.
I heard something rustling in the grass in front of me about a half hour, 15 minutes before he got dancing. I told Holly about it.
You know, there's still a possibility there might have been two of them.
It could have been.
See, they try one, though. Pairs.
Do they?
Sure.